Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, Rush Nation. Well, we made it. It is week 14. And for many of you, this will be the last regular season game in your fantasy leagues. Some of you may already be in the playoffs. Some of you may be on the cusp of getting in there with a victory this week. And some of you may just be looking to spoil the party for anyone who's trying to get into the playoffs. But whoever you are, we might have some tips here on Fast Action Friday. I'm Rob, presenting to you this evening. Let's do as we normally do. Let's get into Thursday Night Throwback. So after last week's match, where we were spoiled with such an incredible game between the Seahawks and the Cowboys, we had a follow-up of the Steelers playing the Patriots, two quite underwhelming teams in various aspects of the ball this season. A lot of pundits had this game to hit the under for scoring, and many people weren't even going to watch it at all. But it was a pleasant surprise to watch a busy first half, and the over was already there by halftime. However, the game kind of ground to the halt after the break, with only 8 points scored in the second half, and very little happened afterwards. So all said and done, the Patriots beat the Steelers 21-18. Quarterback-wise, Bailey Zappi and Mitchell Trubisky might not have been the matchup we expected at the start of the year, but both did okay. Zappi threw for 3 touchdowns and an interception, with 19 completions on 28 attempts for 240 yards. Some great connections with Hunter Henry for his 2 touchdowns, and he also kept the game moving with 3 carries for 43 yards, so quite a lot of movement on the ground here. On the other side of the ball, Mitch Trubisky completed at 22 of 35 for 190 yards and 1 touchdown, but also had an interception to add to that as well. This was always going to be a tough matchup for these quarterbacks, and especially for Mitch. And as the Pats have been very stout in defence, as we've seen in the last few weeks, only conceding 6 points against the Chargers last week and still ending up losing. And a lot of the incompletions that Mitch had in this game came in the last half, particularly the last quarter of the match. But there were no doubts here. Zappi came out as the better performer in this game. On the offensive side, Zeke Elliott was the standout player here. He was very much involved in the running and the pass-catching side of the game, with Ramondre Stevenson being out. And what followed for the new Pats lead back for this game, at least, was 22 carries for 68 yards and a further 7 receptions on 8 targets for 72 yards and a touchdown. Elliott ended up with the first touchdown of the game to start things off. Juju Smith-Schuster managed 90 yards on 6 targets and 4 receptions. And then Hunter Henry also bagged 2 touchdowns, one of which was a very close window pass, which led to an exquisite diving catch on the left-hand side with very close coverage. The most rushing yards came from Trubisky himself with 30 yards on 8 carries, but Najee and Jalen really couldn't get anything going from the running back room. That tandem has done very well this year, but just couldn't get anything done against the Pats. Receiving stats saw Deontay Johnson get the most return with 57 yards and a touchdown on 3 receptions, but he did get targeted 7 times in this game, and that seems to be quite a consistent story with a lot of these offensive skill players in the receiving game for the Steelers. Pat Freiermuth saw 7 targets, only caught 3 receptions. And then George Pickens, he ended up getting a lot of receptions, but not a whole lot of yards as well. Defensively, there were interceptions on both sides of the ball and 2 sacks apiece. But aside from an extra tackle for a loss for the Pats, there wasn't much to separate the sides fantasy points wise. And as we know, throughout a lot of this season, they have been fairly stout with their defence, and it's been problems on the offensive side of the ball that has caused issues. Right, let's move on to the injury report. So first and foremost here, Christian Kirk has gone onto IR with a core muscle injury, and also so has Tank Dell as well, who suffered a broken leg after blocking for the Texans against the Broncos. So 2 big wide receivers getting put on IR, very likely not going to come back for the rest of the season, which is going to be tough for those who have relied so much on Dell throughout the middle portion of the season. Christian Kirk's quarterback Trevor Lawrence was also he's a game time decision with a high ankle sprain that he got in the Monday night game against the Bengals. So keep an eye on Lawrence because he might feature. However, I feel as if he does feature, he's not going to feature very much, especially mobility wise. Like the rushing side of his game will be very much reduced. Isaiah Pacheco has already been ruled out for the Chiefs against the Bills. So a very big loss for the Chiefs running game, who don't seem to be getting anything going in the passing game at the moment. Struggling quite a lot. You know, Travis Kelce's taking a bit of a dip. Mahomes hasn't really settled on a primary receiver apart from that extra looks to Rashee Rice. So Jerick McKinnon and Clyde Edwards-Helaire are to be the stand-ins for the game in what will be a decisive game for both these teams. Geno Smith.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Has been limited at practice this week with a groin injury, but he's still on track to play the Niners, as could be Kenneth Walker, who also returned to limited practice after an oblique injury, I believe it was, when holding his chest during a run in the last game that he played. Tyreek Hill has also had a DNP for the first time due to his ankle injury, but this could also be down to a veteran rest day, certainly one to keep track of as we get closer to Sunday. Also some sad news. Hayden Hurst, the Carolina tight end, has been ruled out this week after post-traumatic amnesia, so some quite serious stuff, and obviously Iron 5-yard rush wishing the best in his recovery, but it might be some time before we see Hurst on the field again. Other limited players this week include Travis Etienne, AJ Dillon, Zach Charbonnet, Kareem Hunt, Aaron Jones, Chris Olave, Taysom Hill, Dalton Schultz, Tyler Conklin, Tyler Higbee, who has been ruled out now, I believe, and Juwan Johnson. Let's move on to weak points. So, as always, we will talk about the weakest against quarterbacks. Top of the list, the Philadelphia Eagles. They got thumped by Brock Purdy for 4 touchdowns last week. They are coming up against the Dallas Cowboys, who have been on fire, as we saw last week on Thursday night. So, Dak Prescott, I reckon, is going to do exceptionally well here against a very, very weak secondary at the moment. They have brought in Mr. Leonard to boost up those numbers, but Dak seems to be matchup proof at the moment. So, that could be a big game for the Cowboys. Second on the list is the Washington Commanders. They are on bye this week. So let's move straight to the third, who are the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they are playing the Browns. Good news for the Browns, if you can call it good news. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is back off the concussion protocol and is due to play on Sunday. So good news for David Njoku, amongst others. If they get Amari Cooper back as well, this could be great news for anyone who's playing those Browns skill players. Week is against running backs, not top of the list, Denver Broncos, and they are playing the Chargers. And this could be a new player stepping forward in the Chargers backfield. Brandon Staley has said changes could come. Austin Ekeler might be on his way out. So is Joshua Kelly the answer here? Could it be Isaiah Spiller or even Mr. Elijah Dotson if he plays as well? Second on this list, another team on bye, Arizona Cardinals. So we move straight to third on the list, and that is Carolina Panthers, who have stuck at third place since last week as well. They are playing the Saints, so Alvin Kamara could do very well here, as he has been all season. Jamal Williams is still there as well as the backup, so he could get some action if the game gets away from Carolina. They do seem to be getting a little bit tighter on defense to Carolina, but the Saints seem to have found a magic potion playing the Lions last week. They've got a lot of other players involved, and Kamara came away with 2 rushing touchdowns, so keep an eye on their skill position here. Weakest against wide receivers, and the Eagles top this list as well as the quarterbacks one. So that is good news for CeeDee Lamb. That's good news for Brandon Cooks. It's good news for Devontae Turpin. It's good news for Jalen Tolbert. If Michael Gallup gets involved as well, it could be good news for him too. Second on the list, the Commanders. And like I said, they're on bye. So Los Angeles Chargers, they are third on the list, and they are playing the Denver Broncos. Cortland Sutton has a chance to continue that touchdown streak, and obviously, Jerry Jeudy and Marvin Mims are there as well. Weakest against tight ends, and the Broncos, they might be in a good matchup to play wide receivers, but they are weak against tight ends, so they are top of the list. And Gerald Everett is the preferred receiving tight end for the Chargers at the moment, but Donald Parham can be relied on for a big play. He was a legitimate red zone target, certainly in the early parts of this year, and this could be a great matchup for him to do it again. The second on the list, the Cincinnati Bengals, and they are playing the Colts. There is a bit more of a spread like the Chargers have got here for the Colts, but the Colts have been spreading it around 4 tight ends. So that's Mo Alie-Cox, Mr. Ogletree, Will Mallory, Kylan Granson as well. So yeah, it's difficult to say who's going to take the lead in if they do take advantage of this matchup. Another team who have lost their main tight end are the Ravens. They have got a good matchup here against the Rams, who are third weakest against tight ends. Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kolar have been the ones to benefit from Mark Andrews' unfortunate injury. This could be a good matchup for Likely to prove what he did in week 18 last year and get some decent scores run up for anyone who's got him in their fantasy lineups. Final portion of this week, final segment, we have got Flex of the Week. And it was a decent return from Taysom Hill last week. He had great involvement on all sides of the ball. That was a big tick in the win column for that pick. For Flex of the Week this week, we're going to look at a team who are weak against 2 positions on the list, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles. They're coming up against the Dallas Cowboys, like previously said. So my Flex of the Week this week will be Brandon Cooks. I wouldn't feel right putting CeeDee Lamb as a Flex of the Week because he's a surefire starter. But Brandon Cooks might be a player that some people are hesitant about if they've got a choice between him and another wide receiver 2/3. I'd be putting Brandon Cooks in here simply for the matchup. The Eagles got roasted by the Niners last week, and the Cowboys have been on fire in the receiving game. Brandon Cooks has been on the up in the last month. He's seen 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games, and I believe 4 in the last 5. And his average reception has been in the double figures for yardage. He is managing 4 reception on average in the last few games. But if he's hitting those double figures as well, that's another nice bit of boost to the points. get an extra touchdown in there, keep that streak going, and you could be looking at double figures here as well. So that is all we've got time for this week. Best of luck with your final regular game of the season, whether or not it's pushing for the playoffs or spoiling someone else's fun. We will keep the finger on the pulse for the playoffs at 5 Yard Rush. It won't be me next week, as I will be celebrating my partner's birthday with her. But until we meet next, keep rushing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.